Time now for Flora Lichtman's video pick of the week. Always looking forward to this, Flora.
Thanks. Every week.
You got a good one this week, too, I know.
It is a good one this week, I think. So it's another science fair project for the recession.
On the cheap, in other words.
Yes, on the cheap. And that's mostly because there are not really that many materials involved.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to us from the high school physics class of Sam Turfa.
Good old Sam.
Mr. Turfa is a physics teacher
at
Minnehaha Academy in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And he is teaching resonant frequencies. And he knew that that one illustration of resonant frequencies is sound shattering glass.
There's opera singers who could shatter supposedly.
Well, that's the myth,
that's
right?
That's the myth. That you can't, yeah, right.
Right. So he started looking on YouTube, and then he was talking to his colleague about, you know, who at the school might be a good enough singer to attempt this.
Really?
Yeah. And he cherry-picked this kid who has won awards for singing, has this, you know, big operatic voice, and he said, you know, go home and just see if you can do this. And he said that he got an email in the middle of the night that, you know, where this kid, David Morgan, is saying, Mr. Turfa, I did it. I shattered a wine glass by singing at it.
And so Mr. Turfa said, I had to see this.
That's right.
Right?
So Mr.
Not only did he see it, he took videos of it that you have.
That's right. So actually, you know, we really make the most out of like a 10-second clip, truth be told.
But you see, I mean, if you go to sciencefriday.com website and you go to our video pick of the week on the left, you will see him singing.
You see a high school
student unbelievable.
Singing at a wine glass, and it breaks in his hands.
Now, how do we know this is on the up and up, on the level, right? It could be a trick.
Well, actually, so we called another physicist, a guy at UCLA, who does this demo for students with speakers. And he was like, you know, there is some controversy in the scientific community about whether you can actually do this with a human voice. But, you know, we didn't do high-tech analysis. But I believe Mr. Turfa. And anyway, the point is really just to illustrate the concept that you can break glass with sound, which is well known.
That's amazing. I saw the demonstration. I saw when you put it together. I'm watching it on sciencefriday.com. Video pick of the week. What? He sings into the glass and bing.
Bam.
He has to get out of the way of the flying glass, doesn't
and
he?
And the best part of the video, I think, is the kids in the background are going wild. The crowds go wild.
There you have it. Our video pick of the week. Flora's got it up there. If you want to see how you can... And we have the only copy of this, I'll bet you, so far.
I think it's posted somewhere else, but it's little known,
Say. We're going to give publicity to the video pick of the week of singing and breaking the glass, the wine glass. It's true. You can do it.
I think so. Thank you, Mr. Turfa.
Thank you, Flora. Flora Lichtman's video pick of the week up there on sciencefriday.com. Get there before everybody else does. That's about all the time we have today. Greg Smith composed our theme music and helped today from NPR librarian Kim Molesky. So if you want to write the old-fashioned way, we like it at Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or you can go to our website and see the video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com, where we're podcasting and blogging. You can Twitter us all week at SciFry, and also our videos. If you have a video that, like Mr. Turfa sent in, we'd love to have it. So check it out and send us a video of your own. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.